Today's Amud is Megillah Chavtesim Abayz. We're holding on Chavtesim and Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos like we had just this past year, so we're Koyrin Parshas Shkolim on that Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Parshas Shkolim Chal Yais B'Soicha Shabbos. However, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, it falls out in the middle of the week, so then Magdimin L'Sha'avar. So then we read Parshas Shkolim on the previous Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, we need to have it that we read Parshas Shkolim either on or before Rosh Chodesh. So if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, we'll read it on that Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, so then we'll read Parshas Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. And then in such a situation where we're reading Parshas Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, so then umafsikin l'Shabbos acheres, then we have a break the following Shabbos. The following Shabbos, we don't read any of the Arba Parshias, and then b'shniya zacher, so then the second Shabbos after that, meaning there's one Shabbos of a break, the following Shabbos, that's when we read Parshas Zacher, because Zacher always has to be right before Purim. If we would read it on the Shabbos beforehand, So then it would be already a week and a half, or a week and change before Purim. So in such a situation where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, the following Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, there's no special Parsha, and then the following week is Parsha Zachar right before Purim. Beshlishis, and then the following week after that is Parah Aduma, we read Parshas Parah, and Berevias HaChodesh HaZelechem, and then the fourth Shabbos, Shkalim, we then read Parshas HaChodesh. Bechamishas Chayzen Lechisidron. And then after that, we go back to the regular laning, which we'll see in the Gemara, it's a Machlaikas. Was really a machlekes, what it means when we read these special parshias. Does that take the place of the regular Kriyas HaTorah, in which case Chayzin L'Kesidron means that then we go back to the regular weekly parsha? Or do we know we just read these special parshias as the maftir, which is what we do today. We just read it as the maftir, but the rest of the aliyahs are the regular parshias HaShavua, in which case Chayzin L'Kesidron means that afterwards the maftir becomes the regular maftir, the ending of the parshias HaShavua, instead of it being a special maftir. Says the Mishnah Vayter, "L'kol mafsikin brashi chadashim b'chanuku v'purim b'tanis v'amodes v'mem v'kipurim." That with regarding all, we stop reading the regular parsha of the day. Let's say Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Tuesday, whatever it is, on a Monday. So you don't read the regular Monday Kriyas HaTorah. You read the Rosh Chodesh Kriyas HaTorah. Same thing with Chanukah and Purim and all fast days, Maamadus, Yom Kippur. So you read, you stop, you don't read the regular Parshas HaShavua. Instead, you read, one of these parshas. Says the Gemara now, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. It says in Mesech HaShkalim, that Be'echud Be'adar Mashmin Al HaShkalim. That on the first day of Adar, so we start announcing about the Shkalim. We remind people to bring their machzitz hashekel. Va'ala kalayim, and also on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we announce about kalayim. That's when it starts to become nicker. A person's planting, the things are starting to blossom. They're starting to, at least, it becomes nicker if there's any issues of kalayim. So on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would issue a hachraza about kalayim. Be careful. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam ala Kalayim, it makes sense that on Rosh Chodesh Adar they would make announcements about Kalayim, Dizman Zriyahi, because that's Dizman Zriyah. Now Dizman Zriyah doesn't mean that that's when they would actually start planting. If Adar they started planting much earlier, in the beginning of the winter, but Dizman Zriyah means that that's when it becomes nicker if you have an issue of Kalayim. So it makes sense that they would now make an announcement about this on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ela ala Shkalim, minalan, but this that they would make an announcement about bringing Machzitz HaShekel, what's the Makar for that, meaning what Shaykhis? Why is that relevant to specifically to Rosh Chodesh Adar? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Rav Yeshia, Amar Rav Yeshaya, the Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechadshai, and we dash from here, the Amar Torah, Chadesh Vahave Karba Mitruma Chadasha, that you're supposed to bring the Karbanis Tzibur from the new collection. The cave and the Benisan Baye Kruve Mitruma Chadasha. Now this pasuk is talking about Nisan. So since on Nisan you have to bring karbanei tzibur from a new collection, from the new money that's collected from the tzibur. So since you have to do that already on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so kadminan v'kareinan be'echad be'adar, so therefore we used to have achraza, and now in place of that we read Parsha Shkalim already on Rosh Chodesh Adar, or a little bit before, ki heichi deleisu shkalim l'mikdash, that people remember, or at least as a zecher, that people should remember to bring their shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash during the month of Adar, so that we should have all the new shkalim already by Rosh Chodesh Nisan that will be able to bring the karbanas tzibur from the new collection. So ask the Gemara now, Keman, who is this like that we make a hachraza a month before Rosh Chodesh? Meaning we seem to be saying, Yisoid, really you only need the new money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In order that you should have the new money by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we start getting ready a month before on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So who is the Tanu who holds that you have to start getting ready for things a month before? Says the Gemara, Deloik, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That seems to be not like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds it only takes 2 weeks to get ready for an event. He says it only takes 2 weeks to get ready for an event. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, the Tanakhama says you're supposed to start learning about Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, meaning it takes 30 days to start getting ready for an event. Then no, you only have to start preparing for Pesach 2 weeks before on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It only takes 2 weeks to start getting ready for an event. So according to Torah, you should only have to start announcing the Machzis HaShekel on Purim, on Tesvav V'Adar, because it only takes 2 weeks to get ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to get ready for an event. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It could be with regards to Machzis HaShekel, even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that you should start announcing already on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the reason for that is, since we said that on the 15th of Adar, that's when the money exchangers, they start sitting in the Medina and taking people's money to exchange it, so they should have Machzis HaShekel. And on the 25th of Adar, they go even closer in. They go to the actual Mikdash in order to show as a simen, as a zecher, that it's getting closer to the time. It's getting closer to Rosh Chodesh. But the point is, since already on the 15th of Adar, so that's when the money exchangers would be ready to exchange people's money. So Mishum Shulchana is Kadminan V'Kareinan. So because of these money exchangers, so we read it earlier already on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that people should have the money 2 weeks before to get them ready to exchange their money, so they should have Machzis HaShekel on the 15th already, on the 15th of Adar. Says the Gemara now a very fundamental question. My Parsha Shkolim, what exactly do we read for Parsha Shkolim? So interestingly enough, the Gemara is actually going to bring a machlekes about it. It's interesting because the Chayrav, what were they doing in shul? Like, how could you argue about such a thing? Did they not go to shul for Parsha Shkolim? What did they do in shul? Which Parsha are they reading? Says the Gemara, though, no, my Parsha Shkolim, what is this Parsha that we read for Parsha Shkolim? And the Gemara says it's actually a machlekes. Rav Amar Tzaves B'nei Yisrael, V'Amar Ta'aleim, as Karbani Lachmi. So this Parsha that discusses, it sounds familiar, we read it every Rosh Chodesh, but it's Psukim that discuss the Karbana Yisatzibur. So Rav says that we read this Parsha in Parshas Pinchas that discusses the Karbana Yisatzibur. Ushmuel Amar, and this is what we do, Kisisa, then no, we read the Parsha of the Machzis HaShekel that's described in Parshas Kisisa. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Kisisa, Shmuel, who says Kisisa, that makes a lot of sense. Hainu Dekari Le Parsha Shkalim. That's why it's known as Parshas Shkalim. Dechsiv Ba Shkalim, because in Parshas Kisisa, it talks about the Machzis HaShekel. Alamanda Amar Es Karbani Lachmi, but according to the Manda Amar, who says that we read the Parsha of the Karbanei Satzibur, so Midi Shkalim, Ksivi Asam, does it say anything about Shkalim? Why would that be called Parsha Shkalim? So says the Gemara in, and no, it actually does make sense. Time of Mike is Rabbi Tavi, and it's like Rabbi Tavi explained that we had at the top of the Amud, that Rabbi Tavi said that the money is ultimately for bringing Karbanis Sibur on Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the newly collected, from the new money. So since that's the Tachlis, is to ultimately, the Tachlis of the Machzis HaShekel is to ultimately bring the Karbanis Sibur from the new money, so it's called Parash HaShkolim. We read the Parash of the Karbanis Sibur, that's what the Machzis HaShekel is for, but it's called Parsha Shkalim because that's what you collect in order to have the money for the Karbanis Tzibur. So that's why it's called Parsha Shkalim. Says the Gemara another kasha that Bishlama lamand amer tzavis bnei Israel. Now the other way around. Bishlama, according to Rav, who says that we read the parish of Karbanos Hatzibur mishum dechsivi Karbanos, because it discusses the Karbanos and the money of the machzor shekel is used for these Karbanos. So hasam k'Rabbi Tavi, it makes sense. It's like Rabbi Tavi explained to us. Elamand amer kisisa, but according to Shmuel, who says that we read the parish of kisisa Karbanos miksivi, does it say anything about Karbanos? Shkalum lad. It says you're supposed to collect machzor shekel for the adonim, for the sackets of the krushim of the mishkan. It was a different collection of machzor shekel. It wasn't for karbanos, it was for adonim. So says the Gemara, no, it's also talking about the machzor shekel that was for the karbanos. Kedetani Rabbi Yosef, that shalosh trumaisei. It says in the parish of Kisisa, it says three times the word trumais. One time is to tell us that there was a machzor shekel used to collect money for the mizbeach, for the karbanos sibur, and that money went for the mizbeach, for these karbanos. V'shal adonim la'adonim, there was a collection of machzor shekel for the adonim, for these silver sackets, and that went for the adonim. V'shal bedek habayis, l'bedek habayis, and then there was another collection of money for the bedek habayis, which went towards the bedek habayis. So really there is a remez of the machzor shekel that went towards the karbanos sibur in the parish of Kisisa. Says the Gemara another kasha that Bishlam lamand amar Kisisa. Now back to Shmuel. That's very good according to Shmuel, who says that we read Kisisa hanu deshani hayrosh chaydesh mishar rashi chadashim. Now it makes sense that this is a different type of rosh chaydesh kriyas haTorah than on a typical rosh chaydesh. Right? The Mishnah says that when rosh chaydesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, we read parasha shkalim. So according to Shmuel, it makes sense. There's something different about this Shabbos. It's not a typical rosh chaydesh leaning. We're gonna read Kisisa. We don't usually do that on Rosh Chodesh. It's Parsha Shkalim. Fine, it's something different. Elamand Amer Tzavis Karbani Maishane. But according to Rav, who says that we read the parasha of Tzavis Karbani, the regular parasha that we read on Rosh Chodesh, so this is just a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. How do you see anything different about this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh than any other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Says the Gemara, no, there is a difference. Shane, it is different. Di'ilu Rashi Chadashim Karu Shita Binyana Di'ayma V'chad B'de Rosh Chodesh. Normally, when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so we read six aliyahs from the regular Parashas HaShavua, and then the one that we have for the Maftir, we have from Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu Ha'idna, but when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, and it's Parashas Shkalim, so then Kulhu B'de Rosh Chodesh, so then the whole Kriya is changed. The Dalet Parashas, we don't just read Maftir, we don't just read these parashas as maftir. We read the whole Kriyas HaTorah is these parashas. So the whole Kriyas HaTorah is going to be the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, is going to be the parasha of the Karbanos HaTzibur. So that's why it is different. Well, says the Gemara, Hanicha Laman Damar, let's say the Parashas Uchayzer. That's all good if you explain that that's what the Mishnah means. That when it's these special Dalet Parashas, we read that as the Iker Kriya. And when the Mishnah then says, where after these 5 weeks, we go back with Seder Parashas, so it means the Seder Parashas Uchayzer, it means you go back to Kesidron, it means to the Seder Parashas, it means to the regular Parashas HaShavua, so fine, yeah, in a Chanami, then that makes sense. There's something different about this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh than on a typical Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. On a typical Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we only read Tzavos Karbani, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael V'amart Aleihem as the Maftir. And on this Shabbos, we'll read it as the Iker Kriya. Fine. Elamand Amar L'Seder Haftarah Yisu Chayzer. But if you learn, then no. That we only read the Dalet Parashas as the Maftir as we do today. So then, Uparshas Adiyoyimah Karenon. But the Parashas HaShavua, that's always going to remain the Iker Kriya. So then, Maishane. So then, how is this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar any different than any other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Says the Gemara, it's still going to be different. Shane. Deilu Rashi Chadashim Karu Shita Binyana Diyayma V'chad Kari B'de Rosh Chodesh. Normally, if Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so we'll read six from the regular Parashas HaShavua, and then one from Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu Ha'inna, but when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so then we'll do things differently to make it distinct. We'll be Karu Tlasa Binyana Diyayma. We'll read three aliyahs from the Parashas HaShavua, V'arba Karu B'de Rosh Chodesh, and in that way, it will be different than a typical Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we asked, how is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar different than any other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh according to the Man D'Amar that you read the parish of Tzavos B'nei Yisrael? The answer is we'll make it different. We'll say that you'll read three aliyahs from the regular parish of Shavua, and then you'll read four aliyahs from parish of Shkalim, Rav's version of parish of Shkalim, from the Karbanos HaTzibur of Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. Says the Gemara now a new kasha. The Meisve asked the Gemara kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says like this. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, we're kairin parsha shkolim u'maftirin b'yayada ha'kayin. And what's the haftirah? The haftirah is yayada ha'kayin. As we'll see, that's a parsha that discusses collecting money. So bish samalaman da'amar ki sisa hanu d'maftirin b'yayada ha'kayin. D'damele. So if it makes sense, if the parsha shkolim kriya is kisisa, so then the haftirah is similar to the kriya, because the haftirah is also discussed in collecting money. It makes sense. Dechsiv kesef nafshes erkoi. We see in the Haftarah, it discusses kesef nafshes erkoi, discusses collecting money, so that makes sense. Alaman damer es karbani lachmi, but according to the man damer who says that we read the parsha of the karbanas atzibur, so midame. So how is it comparable? Does this have anything to do with the parsha of Yayada Akoyin? Says the Gemara, yes, it does. Dami kedrabi tavi. It is similar because we know that the whole purpose of collecting that money is ultimately to bring karbanas tzibur. So therefore, it is similar to the actual kriya. Meisve asked the Gemara Nukasho. We learned in the Braiso that Chal Yais beParsha Sasmucha La. If let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on during the week that's right next to the Parsha that we read that special Kriya anyways, meaning that Parsha Shkalim is next to the Parsha Hashavua that will read Parsha Shkalim. So if that ever happens, Bein L'mafneha, Bein L'achareha, whether it's the week before or the week after, we're Kaira Naisa, Yukaifu Naisa, we have no problem with that, we'll read the same Parsha twice, so we have no problems. Now, Bishlam L'mad Amar Kisisa, Hainu Demisrami, Bahuzimna. So it makes sense if you say that Parsha Shkalim is Kisisa, so that happens actually pretty often. It's not so rare that you'll have it, that Parsha Kisisa falls out right next to Parsha Shkalim, so you'll have it 2 weeks in a row. You'll have Parshas Kisisa and you'll have Parshas Shkolim, the same Parsha Mamish 2 weeks in a row. So that's what makes sense. Now the Braisa makes sense. El Lamanda Amar Tzavis Karbani, but according to the Manda Amar, according to Rav who says that Parshas Shkolim is in Parshas Pinchas, we read the Karbanas at Tzibur, Tzavis Karbani. So Mimis Rame Bahush Zimna, do you ever have Parshas Pinchas around Purim time? Parshas Pinchas we read during the summertime. So you'll never have it around Purim. So the Braisa doesn't seem to make any sense. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. And sometimes you could have Parshas Pinchas Purim time. How is that possible? Livnei Marava demaskili daraisa betlashnet. We finish the Torah every year. That's the Minhag Olam nowadays. But it used to be that the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is that they only finished the Torah once every 3 years. And in their schedule of finishing the Torah every 3 years, it could happen that Parshas Pinchas came out around Purim time. So you can have it that Parsha Shkolim is right next to the Parsha Sashavua, that anyways you're reading that Parsha. So concludes the Gemara, the Tani Kavasi de Shmuel. The Lamaisa, we have a Braisa which says, Lahedi like Shmuel, that Parsha Shkolim is Kisisa. And the Braisa says like this, that Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, where Kairen Kisisa u'maftirin b'yada Koyen. The Braisa is left Mefurish, that for Parsha Shkolim, we read Parsha's Kisisa, so that's a Tani Kavasi de Shmuel. Says the Gemara now, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, we're Maitzien Shalosh Tairis. It comes out, we're going to take out 3 Sifrei Torah for the Kriyas HaTorah, Ukairim Behen, and we're going to read from all 3. Echa Ben Yanei Shel Yoyim, one of them is the regular Parshas HaShavua, Ve'echa B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, one we're going to read for Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, Ve'echa B'Kisisa, because it's Parshas Shkolim, so read Parshas Kisisa, like we just had this past year. Va'amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said that Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, when you have Rosh Chodesh and it's Teves, which is Rosh Chodesh Teves is Chanukah also, and that falls out on the Shabbos, so that's also another case where you're Mevi'in Shalosh Teires U'Kairim Behen. You take out 3 Sefer Teir and you read from all 3. Echa B'Nyanah Shel Yoyim, one whatever the Parashas HaShavua is, Ve'echa B'Rosh Chodesh, Ve'echa B'Chanukah. U'Tzricha, and says the Gemara that you need both of these memoras of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Why? D'Yitmar Baha, if I would just have this last memra about Chanukah, when Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls down on Shabbos, that you take out 3 Sefer Torah, I would say Bahaka Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. That's where he said you take out 3. Aval Bahach, but when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on Shabbos, when you have Parsha Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos, Kirav Sfirulei, I'll tell you that maybe he holds like Rav, Da'amar Parsha Shkolim, Es Karbani Lachmi. who says that for Parsha Shkolim, you read the Parsha of Eskarbani Lachmi, which is the same Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and Memelo Ubishtei Torah Isagi, so you can only take out two Sifrei Torah, because Shkolim and Rosh Chodesh is the same exact, is the same Kriya. Kamash Malon, then no, it's three Sifrei Torah, that even when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, it's three Sifrei Torah, because it's three separate lanings. There's Rosh Chodesh, there's Shkolim, which is Parshas Kisisa, and then there's the Parshas HaShavua. Says the Gemara, V'lema ha, V'loi ba'ihach. So why not just say this, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, that you have three Sifrei Torah, there's no need to mention Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Enochanami, Chad Michlal Chaver Te'idmar. He, Rav Yitzchak Navcha, never actually said the halacha about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. It's just that the Talmidim, once they heard the halacha about Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos, that you take out three Sifrei Torah, so they extended it. It's not really an extension. They said, Huadin, that when Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Chanukah, you're also going to take out three Sifrei Torah. We'll do a few more lines. Says the Gemara Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yais Bechol. If you have Rosh Chodesh Teves, so it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Chanukah, and it falls out during the week. So, Amrav Yitzchak, what's the Seder Akriya? Says Rav Yitzchak, your Karu Tlasa B'Rosh Chodesh, you have three Aliyahs where you read the Rosh Chodesh Kriya, V'Chad B'Chanukah, and then you have one Aliyah that you read the Chanukah Kriya. Rav Dimi de Min Chayfa Amar, then no, it's the opposite. Your Karu Tlasa B'Chanukah, V'Chad B'Rosh Chodesh. First you read the three Aliyahs of Chanukah, and then the fourth Aliyah is the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. And Amr of Mani Kavasid Rav Yitzchak Navcha Mistavra. It's more logical, like Rav Yitzchak Navcha, that the Rosh Chodesh gets the three Aliyahs, and then Chanukah gets the fourth. Why? The Tadr Vesheno Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than Chanukah, so it makes sense. It should get precedence. That should be the Ikar Kriya. That's the one that has the main three Aliyahs, and then Chanukah just gets the fourth one. Amr of Avin Kavasid Rav Dimi Mistavra. He says it's more logical, like Rav Dimi, that Rosh Chodesh is the fourth and final Aliyah, and Chanukah is the Ikar Kriya. Why? Because mi garim l'ravi sheyavai, who's causing us to have a fourth aliyah? It's Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah doesn't get four aliyahs, only Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we said. So it's Rosh Chodesh which is causing us to have a fourth aliyah. Helkach b'ravi b'Rosh Chodesh ba'yimikri. So therefore, you have to read Rosh Chodesh as the fourth aliyah, because that's the only reason why you're having a fourth aliyah. My havi Allah, what's the maskana? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar Emashkichem Rosh Chodesh. We don't give too much attention to Rosh Chodesh, meaning the main kriya is Chanukah. We have three aliyahs of Chanukah and then one of Rosh Chodesh. Urava Amar, the opposite, and Emashkichem b'Chanukah. We don't give much attention to Chanukah. We have three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and then one aliyah of Chanukah. The Hilchasa, says the Gemara, Alach Lamaisa, is that Emashkichem b'Chanukah. We don't give much attention to Chanukah. We have three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and then one of Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Iker, the Rosh Chodesh is the main Kriya, that's the one that gets three Aliyahs, and then the fourth Aliyah is the from the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh.